This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ikhwani wa akhawati, dear brothers and sisters, marhaban bikum fi barnamaji rihlati al-khatawati al-saghira. A journey of small steps. There are many things that we do on a daily basis. Ashiya kathira naf'aluha fi kulli yawm. أشياء كثيرة نقولها في كل يوم، أدعية كثيرة نرددها في كل يوم، قد لا ننتبه إلى قيمتها إلى وزنها في ميزان الله عز وجل. There are many things that we do on a daily basis, many statements, many dua, many supplications that we utter, we say on a daily basis, but maybe we don't pay attention to their value. Maybe we don't pay attention that these little things matter and make a big difference in our life. These little things, actually, these are the little things that they make this journey towards Al-Akhirah. And they make big changes in our life. هذا الدرس تعلمناه من كتاب الله عز وجل. This is one of the greatest lessons that we learned from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every tasbih we make counts. It has a value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كل تسبيحة لها وزنها. ولها قيمتها في ميزان الله عز وجل. Every tahmid we make, saying Alhamdulillah with a grateful heart, counts and makes a big difference. Makes a big difference in our account. كل تحميدة نقولها لها وزنها وسوف تصنع فرقا كبيرا في ميزان أو في ميزان الحسنات يوم القيامة. تثقل الميزان يوم القيامة. كل استغفار نستغفره له وزنه في ميزان الله عز وجل وقد يصنع فرقا كبيرا في حياتنا في هذه الدنيا وفي الآخرة. Every استغفار we make with a repenting heart has the potential of making a big difference in our life. القرآن يعلمنا أن الاستغفار قد يكون سببا في زيادة الرزق في صلاح الولد في زيادة السعادة في هذه الدنيا وفي الآخرة. The Quran teaches us that the istighfar might make a big difference in our life, in this dunya and al-akhirah. As I said, this is one of the greatest lessons that we learn from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. استمعوا إلى سورة الزلزلة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول في هذه السورة يومئذ يزدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم. On that day, people will depart separated into different groups to be shown the results of their deeds. And what are these deeds? The next ayat will tell us about the nature of some of these deeds. الآيات التي بعد هذه الآية تخبرنا عن طبيعة هذه الأفعال. عن طبيعة هذه الأعمال. يومئذ يزدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم. ما هي هذه الأعمال؟ فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره. So whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it. There is no doubt about it. Everything is written. Everything is recorded. Everyone will receive his book on the Day of Judgment. And everything will be included in this book. Whatever we say and whatever we do in this life is recorded. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. These ayat, ya ikhwan, are a reminder. Are a good reminder about the power of taking small steps. That a big journey towards Al-Akhirah is made of small steps. That a journey of small steps make big changes in our life. انظروا إلى قصة نوح عليه السلام. قصة نوح عليه السلام. قصة نوح عليه السلام في القرآن في سورة الإسراء يخبرنا الله عز وجل قال سماه الله سبحانه وتعالى عبدا شكورا إنه كان عبدا شكورا. يخبرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى أن نوح كان شاكرا لأنعم الله عز وجل. استحق هذا الاسم أنه عبد شكور. فنظرت يا أخواني في كتب التفسير. نظرت إلى 6 أو 7 كتب من كتب التفسير ولم أجد إلا تفسيرا واحدا أنه كان كلما أكل أكلة حمد الله عليها وشكر الله عليه وشكر الله عليها. كلما شرب شربة شكر الله عليها، كلما لبس لباسا إلا ويثني على الله عز وجل ويحمده ويشكره على نعمة اللباس. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Nuh alayhi salam, verily or indeed, he was a grateful servant. This is a great honor for Nuh. He earned a title here that he was a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I looked, ya ikhwan, I looked at the books of tafsir and I found one tafsir. Whenever he eats something, he would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Whenever he drinks something, he would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Whenever he dresses, or he wears a dress or a garment, he would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Al-a'jabu min thalik, hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi sahih Muslim. Hadith sahih. يقول الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله لا يرضى عن العبد إن الله لا يرضى عن العبد أن يأكل الأكلة فيحمده عليها أو يشرب الشربة فيحمده عليها. Verily Allah is pleased with a servant who praises him whenever he eats, and he praises him whenever he drinks. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with this servant who had this small habit of what? Of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever he eats something or drinks something. So little things adds up each day to big results. This is something that we need to keep in mind. Don't belittle the value of the tasbih that you make after every salah. Don't belittle the value of the extra dua and supplications that you may recite at the end of every daily salah. Don't belittle the value of a short surah that you teach to your son these days or your daughter these days who is staying home. What are we doing with our children? Do we have a program? Do we have a plan for ourselves and for them? Don't belittle the habit, the small habit of washing your hands with soap and water. This small habit has the potential of making a big difference between life and death during a pandemic crisis. Nas'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuwaffiqana li kulli khayr. Stay safe and stay connected with the ultimate source of protection and safety, your creator. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.